The following program has been paid for by TD Touchpoints. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KFYI or iHeartMedia. This is the Carol Royce Real Estate Radio Show on News Talk 550 KFYI.
Hey, welcome everybody. This is Carol Royce and I'm your host here every single Sunday afternoon. I am in the studio with Josh and Vicki today, and here's what I've got to say. Hang on, Nellie, bar the door. We're going to be talking about a lot of different topics today. Hey, Josh, that's an old-fashioned statement. So, you know, I'm showing my age here, but we've got a lot to talk about. First of all, Vicki, we're going to talk about that high-end market. We call that our luxury market, and the ultra-luxury market. We're going to do that. Then we're going to get into what everybody's talking about, experts and non-experts, realtors and non-realtors, in regards to that National Association of Realtors lawsuit. We want to cover that because there's a lot of unknowns out there, but we've been studying it. We've got the answers. We've got suggestions. And then we're going to go into that under a million market, which I do believe is still pretty darn strong because, Josh, it is springtime. And Vicki and Josh, what happens in Arizona in springtime in relationship to the real estate market?
Our sales go up. I mean, we have so many people here in the valley, so it's exciting.
Good answer, Josh. You passed the quiz.
Well, not only that, guess what families do? They do their spring cleaning, and then they call the Carol Royce team, and they say, we want to make a move. It's time to upsize, downsize, or relocate. So we go out, we meet with them, we put their homes on the market, and this is where the energy is right now.
That is so true. And hey, before, Vicki, we get to your report, I do want to talk about that ultra-luxury market. And Josh, how do we define ultra luxury in Maricopa County?
Anything above 1.5 million.
That's right. Or 10 million to be a little more specific on ultra luxury. And there are over 20 homes on the market in Maricopa County right now, over $20 million. Vicki, that is a phenomenon that would be unheard of 5 years ago. You wouldn't have it at all.
Yeah. I mean, more and more we're getting that ultra luxury, and it's exciting to see these large estates. And that's just what's on the market. That's not total what's built in our valley. So there's many, many, many more that have been built in the valley.
That is so true. And Josh, what Vicki means by that is that maybe someone came into Scottsdale, Paradise Valley, Gilbert, it doesn't matter, bought a house, scraped the lot, and built an ultra luxury home for them and their family to live in. And that would not hit the market, right, Vicki?
Correct.
I think that was your point.
That's my correct. Absolutely. So let's go ahead and dive into this week's luxury report. So all data is compiled from the Arizona Regional Multiple List Service servicing Maricopa and Pinal counties. Currently, there's 2,522 luxury homes for sale priced from $1 million to a high of $75 million. Mm-hmm. The current average price luxury property right now is $2.91 million with days on market averaging 108. Coming soon, 144 properties are getting ready to hit the market. The average price point for those homes, $2.58 million. Under contract in escrow, there's 1,031 luxury properties priced from $1 million to a high of $30.6 million. The average price luxury property in escrow right now, $2.27 million with days on market averaging 82. Now let's take a look at what has closed escrow. Just since last week's show, we had 122 properties. I like that number. That's a strong, healthy number. Closed escrow price from 975 to a high of 8.7 million. The current 2024 yearly averaged price sold luxury property in our valley right now is 1.9 million with average days on market 77. Since the first of the year, we've had 1,088 luxury properties close escrow. The highest price luxury property that's closed year to date, 11.65 million. Now we can get into that 1.5 million and above. That's what Josh was just talking about. There's been 549 of those sales since the first of the year that's closed escrow. The average price point, 2.61 million with the average days on market right at 81 days.
Okay, very good. You know, and you've heard us say this before, if you were a listener to the Carol Royce Real Estate Show, that a normal market is 6 months. That doesn't favor the buyer, that doesn't favor the seller. But I will say, Josh and Vicki, that if you're home here in Maricopa County, the past 3 years has been 6 months. Buyers are lamenting the fact, and so are sellers. Oh my gosh, Why has it taken so long to get my house sold? Or if you're a buyer looking at days on market, you're saying, oh my gosh, why hasn't this house sold? Right, Vicki?
Right, right.
But 6 months is the average. I mean, that delineates that it is a balanced market.
The crazy part is, I think, you know, people just got caught up in the insanity that was 2020 to 2022. I mean, homes were selling so quickly, multiple offers in many cases. And that's not to say that's not happening now in certain neighborhoods and price points.
You're right.
But I think a lot of, you know, sellers grew attached to that notion. But realistically, when you take a look at how the market has been the past 10 years, the days on the market now are normal. Even in our lower price points where things are, you know, a little bit longer as well. So it's interesting that, you know, so many buyers and sellers out there, you know, have this fear that their home, if they're selling, is going to sit on the market, but we're within the realm of normalcy.
Well, exactly, Josh, and great that you pointed that out, because Vicki, when we take a look at your report and we break it down and we say the average days on market are 108 days, that's about three and a half months. I mean, that's not a long period of time.
Not at all. Not for that price point.
Not for that price point. Actually, not for any price point. When, that's again, right, you take a look at the norm, which is 6 months. So if your house has been on the market and you're at that 3.5 or 4 month, you're good to go. You still have 2 months, right?
Before you hit that. There's a lot of great properties out there that have got caught in days on market too. Mm-hmm. And not because of anything wrong.
No,
it's because the market kind of took a change last July based on interest rates. And then as the rates go up, the buyers kind of sit back and not understand. And then as new homes come on the market, sometimes that's where the attention gets.
True. And they're beautiful homes. They show well. They're priced well. The neighborhoods are fabulous. And again, Vicki, you're so right. We did have a market shift mid-summer in 2023.
And then let's say that we had another one this year because of the fact every time the rates kind of trickle down or trickle up, the buyers kind of don't know what to do. So when people don't know what to do, they do nothing.
They do nothing. So here's another thing that I'd like to point out. The Feds will be meeting soon, and they are not going to raise the rate. So the good news is the rates are not being raised. That is good news. And here's what home sellers and home buyers need to know, that because of that, Vicki and Josh, go out and make your move. If you're a home seller, get the home on the market. If you're a buyer, go ahead and make your move, because you know what the rate's going to be. And what happens, Josh and Vicki, when rates come down? What happens to prices?
When they come down, prices go up. And same with your negotiating power. And the Wall Street Journal was just saying that even though the Feds aren't raising the rates anytime soon, they're expecting 3 more rate cuts this year. So to me, as someone who works in real estate and deals with this day in, day out, I would say we know what the market is today. Get the house now. Get all the features you love. Get
before
that negotiating
prices go
in.
Up. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Before the prices go up. And then once that rate does get lower, which they're projecting it will, you can refinance.
Refinance. You're so wise, Josh.
However, there's a piece to the puzzle that I think kind of got missed. They need to reach out and contact the Carol Royce team at 480-776-5231.
That's the biggest piece.
Because we need to come sit down with you, talk to you about your options. And guess what? We can go more in depth of how the real estate industry is going to be taking a change in July. And Carol, we're going to be coming up on our next segment after our break in a little bit. And we're going to be really diving into what's going on. And I think there's going to be some positive changes with it.
There will be. Transparency is always good. Transparency is always good. And again, we at the Carol Race team, we can advise you because we have been following this lawsuit. We've been following it since last year, actually, because we knew it was happening. Right, Josh?
Exactly. We've been following it. And here's the thing. I mean, there's always things that shake up the real estate market. Most recently, we noticed a lot of the investors and cash buyers come into play, which we didn't have in previous years. And that affected the market, similar to how this will, too.
Yes.
But realistically, we know how to make that advantageous to you, whether you're buying or selling. We stay students of the market, always researching what's happening and how we can best suit our clients in response to these changes, and that's never going to change here at the Carol Royce team.
Here's what I can say. There are a lot of realtors right now that are in a frenzy.
They are.
They're don't scared. Know what to yes. do. They're scared. They're not sure how they're going to navigate this water. There's a lot of agents that are actually talking about leaving the industry changes. Because they're so upset over how this future is going to be. But at the Carol Royce team,
we know.
We're optimistic.
We know.
We have our, we know what to do.
Well, we've
we're
already been doing
educating.
Some of this.
Our phone's already ringing from many of our listeners and from clients who we've sold homes to in the past saying, hey, should we make our move now? Should we wait till July? Things like that. And at the Carol Royce team, we always say, don't wait.
Don't wait. We know what today is. And July, mid-July, whenever this change takes place, you, the seller, it's not going to impact you. And you, the buyer, it does not have to impact you. Right, Vicki?
Right.
We know the answers to how to navigate it.
Plus, I mean, who wants to move mid-July?
Just kidding. You know what, Josh? It seems like every time we moved when you were a kid, it was always
in the summer.
The heat of the summer on the hottest day, like
it's
a record-breaking day.
Hey, you have been listening to the Carol Royce Real Estate Show. Carol, Vicki, and Josh, we're here with you every single Sunday afternoon. There is a lot going on in our local Arizona real estate market and in our real estate market across the United States. We're here to bring you up-to-date information on that and to guide you through these waters. Vicki?
Yeah, you know, again, we are always here to walk alongside you. We know that every family has a story for why you're buying a home or selling a home. And at the Carol Royce team, we know that everybody doesn't fit into one box.
That's
so we
true.
Always take your story and your goals and what you're trying to do. We take it to heart, and then we come up with a plan on how to best serve you at the highest level that we possibly can.
Hey, you have been listening to me. I am Carol Royce. I'm your host here every single Sunday afternoon with Josh and Vicki. We're about to take a short break. If you want to reach me, you can get me at 480-776-5231.
That's 480-776-5231. Or you know, you can always go to carolhasthebuyers.com. That's carolhasthebuyers.com. When we come back after a short break, that's where we're going to really dive into what's going on with all this buzz in the air about the National Association of Realtors and all the changes that are going to happen. Stay tuned. We're going to be right back.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. This is Carol Royce. I am in the studio today with Josh and Vicki, and we're going to get into some pretty heavy stuff here in just a minute, and that is the National Association of Realtors. We're going to refer to them as NAR, which is what we agents lovingly refer to them as, NAR. But before we do that, I want to say, hey, Josh, spring is in the air.
It
the
is.
The wildflowers are blooming. Mm-hmm. Vicki, you and I saw lupine and poppies the other day.
Yes, we
there
did.
There is no better place to be in the spring than Arizona. It is absolutely stunningly beautiful right now. If you haven't been out, you need to get in your car and take a drive.
Definitely. And I mean, I know a lot of the visitors are doing that as we speak. I mean, I've seen so many of the spring training games happening and passing.
It's fun.
And there's all the events happening. All the restaurants are busy.
They are. And I'm sniffing. And part of that is because of allergies, because everything is in bloom. And that darn pesky acacia tree, Vicki, just every day when I come out to get in my car is yellow at the office here. It's all of that pollen has drifted on. But that's fun. Now let's drift into something that's really kind of heavy. And you might say, why would I want to know this? Well, this is information that if you're listening to this show, you know, it's a real estate show. And we want to bring you the highlights, the good, the bad, and the ugly of what's going on out there. And basically, Vicki and Josh, it's good. It's not bad what just happened with the National Association of Realtors, because clarity and transparency is always a good thing. Right, Vicki?
That's right. Yeah. So, you know, with these changes, there's always going to be opportunity, and the top teams like us,
yes,
we will navigate through these waters and we will educate our sellers and our buyers how to successfully buy and sell real estate.
So Josh, Vicki just referred to these changes. What changes is she talking about? Can you just kind of bring us up to date on what is going on with the National Association of Realtors?
Yeah, so NAR did agree to pay $418 million as part of an antitrust lawsuit alleging the group had artificially inflated real estate commissions that home sellers pay. What this means going forward is that on the MLS, there's no longer going to be a portion for co-broke to the buy side.
Right. So Vicki, do you think as a real estate agent and a member of the Carol Reese team that commissions were artificially and pricing was artificially inflated?
No, because there are no set commissions. And we've always been educated about that.
Right.
And there's always been laws where we could not discuss co-brokes and commissions
Sherman
outside of our outside of our brokerage.
That's right.
So therefore, commissions have always been negotiable.
Commissions have always been negotiable. Mm-hmm. That is correct. So this NAR lawsuit, Josh, to be clear, and it is predicted that in mid-July, there will be changes, Vicki, to the MLS data input sheets. And so the field that says buyer agent fee will be taken out. It will be deleted. There will be no fee offered to a buyer agent either on the MLS sheet or in the comments. A seller can't have their agent direct in the comments. Seller will pay the buyer agent 1%, 2%, 3% or any amount, correct?
Right. And, you know, that's okay, because if a seller still wants to pay a buyer agent a fee,
that's
whether
right.
it's a percentage or a flat fee, that seller still has the right to do so.
That is a fee that would be negotiated.
It's just not going to be a field in the actual MLS.
So here's what we know, Josh. You better get your negotiating skills really strong, which is what we do at the Carol Reese team. Our skills are honed and sharpened constantly, because that will become a point of negotiation now.
Exactly. It's just going to be the norm. I mean, here at the Carol Reese team, we've already been practicing like this as if this has already happened. I've fought for my fee where the co-broke at the time was less than what my fee is with permission of my clients. Mm-hmm. And I've won it in those cases. And it's going to be no different going forward. There just won't be a way to dictate what that fee to the buy side is.
That's right. So that could be handled in any number of ways. Mm-hmm. The buyer agent will now need, definitely, Vicki, an agreement with the buyer stating how that buyer agent will get paid, correct?
Correct. So basically what that means is when we go and we meet with a seller and the seller decides to do business with the Carol Reese team, we fill out paperwork.
We do.
Let's just call it a listing agreement. Okay.
Yes.
So now when we represent buyers, we have to do the same thing. We have to sit down with the buyer and educate them on how things work. And the buyer will fill out paperwork that the buyer will sign that employs us to represent them.
That's true.
So you know what? It's actually a good thing, because up front, it will require all real estate agents who work with buyers to identify that relationship and put in writing what that means.
That is so very true. And there are many ways. So say, Josh, the seller is offering zero, and that's a seller's prerogative, and a buyer agent wants to get paid. There are many ways that they could do that. They can increase the sales price. Right?
Mm-hmm.
That they're offering. The buyer could increase the sales price. The buyer could pay the buyer agent. Right?
They could. And that might be an expectation going forward, which hasn't really been the norm.
Or the buyer agent could say to the seller during negotiation, seller to pay buyer agent fee of whatever that number is. So there will be ways for buyer agents to get paid.
Right. I just want to kind of back that up, because when we saw that crazy 2021 market, bidding wars, things going like that, there were quite a few buyers that were winning their offers because they were saying in their offer that, hey, we're not going to have you pay our agent a commission. We, the buyer, will pay our agent who's representing us as the buyer, the commission. And that's how they were netting the sellers more money. So it's been done over and over again and proven that it works. And so it's going to be okay.
It's just reality now.
It's reality.
It is the way that we will be doing business moving forward. So just to reemphasize that. Each buyer will have to have an agreement with their agent that will outline what that agent's compensation is. And so, Josh, on the Carol Race team, what we are doing and what we have done for years is we use a VIP buyer agreement. And there we want to give value. We want to give value to our buyers. Not that we're going to show you homes or we're going to send you emails of homes, but we're going to do everything it takes to get you into your dream home at a price that you want to pay.
And that's just it. I mean, with this new lawsuit, again, it's nothing new to us at the Carol Race team, but what it's going to do is it's going to favor the experienced agents out there. I think a lot of agents who don't know how to combat this are probably going to leave the field or maybe try different avenues of real estate.
Right.
But for anyone that is creative and wise to any of this, they already, A, know what they're doing, but B, know how to tackle this. And I will say, I think, you know, with this, I've seen a lot of articles talk about how maybe there's going to be a surge in the flat fee buy-side services where they do very little. And here at the Carol Royce team, we've always been a full-service team, and we will always still be that for our clients. I mean, we operate doing everything we can think of with all of our offers and benefits. And I think it can be a little risky to go out there thinking as a buy side, a flat fee seems to be.
Boy, why is that dangerous, Vicki?
Case in point, I was out with a buyer yesterday and she asked me, she said, you know, I'm hearing all this national news and on social media, all these different comments are happening about what's going on. And she said, how are things going to change in our relationship? And I stepped back and I said, you know, things are not going to change because we're out looking at homes and we're looking at homes today. And today, the way things are going, things are business as usual. It's in July when things are going to take a change and she wants to be in a home so desperately before July. But what she did bring up a good point to me is she said, I could not do this alone without you. You are giving me advice on things and you're pointing out things in the home and you're bringing, you know, to life what I can do with this home, where I can place my furniture, how I can change out the backyard because she doesn't want the above ground spa that happens to be in this backyard, things like that. And she said, the advice you're giving me on how to write the offer, how to negotiate and what to look for, and that I need to hire a home inspection and the comps that you're providing with me, because she said, I felt like what I saw on Zillow was priced too high based on what I've actually seen in the home. And she said, that's valuable.
It is very valuable
for you to come alongside me. And she said, I would not want to do this without you.
Well, and I want to tell you too quickly before we go to break that that same buyer was going to be buying another home, Vicki. And I know that you noticed that the fascia board on the roof was deteriorated and you could see that many of the tiles on that roof had shifted, and you said to her, this may not be a good purchase for you because this roof is going to require a lot of work on my visual inspection. So, you know, there is value, Josh and Vicki, that realtors bring to home sellers, obviously, but to home buyers too.
Definitely. I mean, this is usually one of the biggest assets people are, you know, buying and selling. And so I think it does take an experienced team like the Carol Royce team to help
navigate.
People protect and navigate,
Right, and while we're not home inspectors or we're not contractors, but when we can visually see something with our own eyes, we can say to the buyer, you know what, we should have a professional evaluate this, or let's get a contractor over here to give us a bid. And she was uncertain with the home because she was putting big, huge dollar signs on what it was going to cost to bring some of the features up to date. Right. And I said, we have some trades that are licensed that we can refer to you. And it just gave her peace of mind knowing that along with the home inspector, here could come these contractors to evaluate. And she didn't even think of that on her own.
No, because, you know, her profession is not real estate. She doesn't deal in houses every day like we do. We're in homes every single day, Josh, and we've had enough home inspections and enough going on that we can spot these things many times and point them out prior to a buyer making an offer.
We can. I mean, just walking through the house, I feel like our little our antennas are up and we're looking around trying to see and just give our clients, you know, our honest feedback. And again, we do have all those contacts to help.
That's right. You are listening to the Carol Race Real Estate Show. We're going to be right back after this short break. Remember, your home sold guaranteed or Carol will buy it. Call her today.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. This is Carol Race, and I am in the studio with Josh and Vicki. And hey, Vicki and Josh, this is the exact reason that we come into the studio every single week and we do our Arizona real estate show, because it's this kind of information that we want to bring to our home sellers and our home buyers. So Vicki, on break, you said something very important. Sellers, if you're thinking about selling your home, do not even think about this. Let us handle it for you and advise you all the way through the process. Is that what you said?
That's right. We're going to be right here alongside you, walking through all the steps. And let's say you decide to put your home on the market with the Caraways team next week. Great. If your home sells before July, awesome. If it doesn't, that's okay. We're all going to make the changes and we're all going to be moving simultaneously. We understand this, and I'm actually excited. And you know why I want to be excited? Because you could sit back and you could be fear-based on this.
And we've seen agents all over social media.
Oh, we're seeing it. We're seeing all the comments and the threads.
Yes.
Or you can look at the opportunity and what this is going to do. And so I'm choosing, and I think you and Josh also, Carol, are choosing to look at the opportunity and go, how can we help many more home sellers and home buyers make a move here in the great state of Arizona?
That's right. And so again, it is springtime in Arizona, Josh. This is the time that more buyers are in our state than ever. If you look throughout the year, we are in the prime selling season. So if you're thinking about buying a home or selling a home, your timing couldn't be better.
Yeah, I mean, now is the time to strike while the iron's hot. Again, with the changes, we know how to navigate them come July, but everything's still in effect as it is right now.
That is so
true.
So
if you are, you know, with the time sensitive moving, then I would say maybe now is the time to get ready and get on the market.
Hey, I wanted to bring up something else. I think we've probably explored this, but I was reading the Wall Street Journal this past week, and it talked about Austin, Texas, and their cooling real estate market. Part of that, it said, is because so many of the tech giants are now calling their people back to offices, and remote working isn't as popular as it was during COVID and during the pandemic. And so that is causing Austin, because, you know, Tesla, I mean, they're all there. All the high-tech companies are there. But it also said that Phoenix market is beginning to stabilize. Stabilize is not a bad word.
Right.
Stabilize is not a bad word. And that is good. We're not overbuilt in Phoenix. There's still a lot of room for housing. There's a lot of room for our home builders. There's a lot of room for buyers. And there's a lot of room for sellers, because our market is still moving very fast, Vicki.
You know, in the scheme of things, yes, it's moving fast. When we look back a year or two, maybe not that fast. But yes, homes are still selling. And there is a need for housing. And Josh, there's a need when people get married, have a baby.
Yeah, I mean, whenever there's life events, people need to move. And so we're here to help.
Get divorced.
Exactly.
Need to go into assisted living or lose a loved one. And we get a lot of those calls, Vicki.
Right. And then we get people that want to take that opportunity to build wealth in real estate, and they want to buy more residential real estate. And then we get the folks that are at the season where it's time to sell off their investment properties. And we help a lot of our listeners sell their investment properties when it's time to diversify and do other things.
We do.
I know. We're an awesome team here at the Carol Royce team. We can do everything, whether you're looking to buy, sell your first home, second home, investments, everything you can think of.
And we've done it all. And let me tell you, we've got a lot of clients that fit those categories. We unfortunately, there are some divorced clients that we are helping. It's not always the easiest.
Right.
It's not always the easiest, but our goal is to communicate effectively with both parties and to help them through this transition in their life. And Josh, you head our senior division, and so I know that you're helping a lot of our older residents get out of their home, their single family home, into, assisted living. And you're very good in that arena.
Yeah, I mean, and it really depends on my client's needs. I mean, whatever their immediacy is, let's say they have the time to look at all sorts of different places and homes, we can go to community to community. But when it comes to, say, dementia, where there's maybe a rapid need to get into a full assisted living or a full-time living care situation, then we look at those as well. And in a lot of the cases I've seen with my clients who are moving into either independent or assisted living, their house sometimes needs a little bit of work to make it as marketable and selling for the top dollar that they want.
So well, Josh, they've lived in it for 30, 35 years, mm-hmm. right? So, yes.
So we've got all of the connections, the contacts, the vendors mm-hmm. out there to get their home mm-hmm. prepped and ready for market. We make everything super seamless, and we've been able to successfully get people from point A to point B, maximizing the value of their home.
So we've got one of those going on right now, Vicki. You and I are working with them, and we've had the painter in there. We've had our discount carpet fellow in there, and that house looks beautiful now. It looks like a new home. And just a little bit of work got that house in tip-top shape, and our sellers are so excited to get moved on and out of the maintenance of a 2,500-square-foot home into independent living.
Yeah, so there's all different seasons and phases of life. So whatever it may be, maybe you're at that stage where you have kids and you're looking at saying, you know, we need to sell this home, but the walls are a little banged up. The yeah. Carpet or the flooring stained. We need to clean up the yard and do some decluttering and things like that. Give us a call at the Carol Royce team, because we help people in all different seasons, and we can come alongside you and give you the right vendors and trades that will make your home look beautiful if that's what you want or need help with, and we can get you top dollar for that home.
Well, you know, we're seeing too many, many of our sellers are calling us, and you know what the reason for selling, and we always want to know that so we can help them reach their goals. So we mm-hmm. go through a series of questions mm-hmm. for them, and we're getting a lot of them that are saying, oh, we want to be closer to our grandkids.
Yeah.
That is really a trend today, too, getting closer. Well, where are the grandkids? We've had Oregon. We've had North Carolina, South Carolina. We even had Tennessee and Alabama the other day. So it's amazing to me now that grandparents are actually selling the family home, picking up and moving out of state to be near those grandkids.
Well, I think they're seeing the way things are going these days yeah, that well, families need more help.
They do.
You know, it used mm-hmm. to be in different generations. You'll see where it's more of a strong generational family unit help raising those kids. And so the grandma and grandpas, too, they don't want to miss out on the kids, you know, with their milestones and their sporting events. So mm-hmm. it's a fun thing to happen.
And as great as technology has been in keeping a lot of people connected, I think there's just such a hunger for either that familial unit or just general community. And so bringing
FaceTime
people together
can only do so much, right,
exactly.
Josh? You can't give a hug through FaceTime.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, we're seeing a lot of the families coming mm-hmm. together mm-hmm. or people moving to be closer to friends, et cetera. So.
Well, I'm doing a little series called Life Happens. And we had one of the things that made me think about that the other day, Vicki, we had one of our sellers who just said to me, sent me a text message, Carol, we're going to need to see you. We are getting a divorce after 30 years. C'est la vie. Life happens. And you know what? It does happen. Nothing stays the same. Nothing stays the same. There are changes that go on every day and changes that affect that place that we all call home, right? Mm-hmm. And so we're here. We're here to help you in any way that we can, whether you're buying or selling that place called home. We'll help you.
Yeah, it's important. We want to come alongside you. We take you as a high priority at the Carol Royce team. And, you know, our home sellers become like family to us.
Mm-hmm. And case in point, I mean, when it comes to real estate and the selling of it, it can be a stressful time period, especially if you already have a life event that's stressful as it is. But I had a client who, you know, had a house as kids had moved out. And he went through the separation of a relationship in that house as well. So he no longer wanted to be reminded of that while he was
right.
there.
Right.
And we were able to get him out of that house for top dollar into his new place. And it serves his purposes greatly, but he's just so happy to be closer in town, away from mm-hmm. that home. Mm-hmm. It was a great home for what he needed it to be, but it was
times
great
change.
To,
life happens, Josh. I just love that mantra, life happens, and it really does. And if that's what's happening to you, I advise you and I recommend that you pick up the phone and give me a call, 480-776-5231, because at the Carol Royce team, we are experts in helping you through the Life Happens segment of your life. Everything changes. Nothing stays the same.
No, and there's going to be a lot of our listeners who are going to be going through that empty nest phase, because here we are, you know, approaching April, and usually in May is when the graduations start to happen, and then families find themselves as empty nesters. So we've helped a lot of our clients do that too. So maybe it's time to downsize and go find that fun lock and go condo, townhome, or that home on the golf course or the lake.
We
and
do met something with some fun. People this week, Vicki, and that's exactly what they said. We want to go have fun. We want to sell this house. We want a condo or a small house somewhere, because we want to be on that United flight heading to Paris. And we can't take care of this big house, the big yard, and do that at the same time.
Yeah, and more people want to escape this hot summer that we have here in the valley. And so we're hearing that too, that if they had something low-key, easy maintenance, they could take off during the hot months.
Exactly. And hey, I think around this time of year is when we also see a lot of the student housing pop back up. So if you've got a student at ASU or one of the colleges here in the valley, and you want to get them inside of actual housing where you can build equity versus the expensive dorms, we can help you there too.
And you speak from experience, Josh.
Well, we can help you build wealth, because what you can do is buy a 3 or 4 bedroom and then your student can rent out the other rooms, and then you're in a positive cash flow.
Absolutely.
Versus paying the university for a dorm.
And whether you sell that off upon the student's graduation or you keep it as a long-term rental, you've got options there. But nonetheless, we can help you cash flow it.
You are listening to the Carol Reese Real Estate Show right here on 550 KFYI. We're here with you every Sunday afternoon from 2 to 3 p.m. Remember, your home sold guaranteed or Carol will buy it. Pick up the phone. Give Carol a call at 480-776-5231. That's 480-776-5231. Or you can always go to carolhasthebuyers.com. That's carolhasthebuyers.com. We're going to be right back after this short break. Welcome back. We are talking about what's going on in our local Arizona real estate market. And I'm Vicki Royce Middlebrook, and I'm here with Josh Collum in studio right now.
And you are listening to the Carol Royce Real Estate Show right here on 550 KFYI.
Yeah, Carol had to run out really quick. We had a client that needed some of her advice, so she's handling that right now. So Josh and I are going to take it away and bring this home today.
Definitely. Well, hey, Vicki, I know you've got the under a million report. I always love hearing these numbers week after week. So let's dive into the report, if you don't mind.
So all data is compiled from the Arizona Regional Multiple List Service, servicing Maricopa and Pinal counties. Currently, in the under a million single-family detached homes active for sale, there's 9,096 homes on the market. The average price point for those homes, $541,501. Days on market are right at 70 days for the average. Coming soon, 542 properties on the market with an average price point of $564,502. If we take a look at what's under contract in escrow, these homes have buyers on them. 6,116. Average price point, $511,122, with average days on market, 57 days. Sold, closed, escrow, just since last week's show, Josh, we had 1,025. I'm excited to see that number because it did drop low.
We've seen the 800s, the 700s at our lowest, I think. So it's exciting to be back in the thousand.
Yeah, because we don't want to see that pattern when it does drop low. And what we noticed is about 4 weeks ago, it was low. Then it spiked back up. Then last week, I reported a lower number. And then to see it back up again this week, that gives positivity and hope for the market. So out of those 1,025 single-family detached homes that closed just since last week's show, the average price listed for those homes, $506,702. But the average closed price was $500,391, a difference for negotiation of $6,311. And those days on market averaged it. 63 days.
It's interesting because every week it seems like outside of the closings, the actives and pendings are going up a little bit week over week. And so our market is getting a little stronger there, I think. And real estate has a lagging effect. So some weeks we'll have closings where we've got that thousand like this week, and we might have a dipping effect. But overall, it seems like our market has been healthier, which is good.
That's right. Yeah. No, it is getting healthier. It is springtime. It is a seasonal time too, where people make that move, because mm-hmm. one thing we know, once spring break happens, and we're seeing that around the valley right now with all the schools out for spring break, the school year goes by fast. And what do families want to do? They want to make that move and have their kids settled for school. Mm-hmm. That's always an important priority we see here with families.
It is. And I've noticed that over springtime, a lot of times I'll help families where they want a longer escrow so their kids can finish off, you know, the rest of the school year. And so we may have some pendings right now that might not close until, you know, May-ish, just because of that facilitation there. But it's always exciting to see how our market does influence the actual closings for that week. Even with the NAR commotion, I think, you know, there are buyers who might sideline themselves right now because of all the news and the volatility in the news. But nonetheless, our real estate market does move forward, and buyers need to buy, sellers need to sell, and that's always going to happen here in the Valley.
That's right. And as things change in the future, when we hit that July mark, mm-hmm. guess what? It's going to be okay. We're going to be right alongside you to help you navigate through those waters. Mm-hmm. And folks that are uncertain or not sure, they'll either get out of the business, or the buyers and sellers will figure out who they need to be working with and be represented by.
And I think there's going to be, you know, a difference in what is offered out there. Again, here at the Carol Rice team, we have all different options and benefits for our buyers and sellers. And I'm happy to our listeners who have been able to meet with and explain these benefits and services and for the years to come in which we can.
That's right. We want to add value stacked mm-hmm. services for our home buyers and for our home sellers. We don't want to be average. You know, average is like chicken, Josh. We want to serve our clients at a different level, and for them to be able to see that value and see why it's a difference when they hire the Carol Rice team.
It is. I mean, just from a buying perspective, I know that when we're all working with clients here at the Carol Rice team, we're looking for houses that aren't even on the market. We go the extra mile just from that standpoint alone. We're constantly negotiating to the best of our behalf for our clients, trying to get them the best, you know, terms and everything that they need to make this move happen. From the sales endpoint, again, strong negotiating on that side. We do way more than the average agent who kind of just relies on the sign and the MLS, I have to say. We're constantly putting a whole plan of marketing together. We launch everyone's home differently. There's not just a single box we put our clients into. And we listen to what your needs are and make that happen.
That's right. That's important to us, because at the end of the day, Josh, we're helping our listeners. We're helping our clients at the Carol Rice team. We're helping families. Mm-hmm. You know, whether it's you as an individual or you're married and you have children, we see you as a family, and we see that life happens. And there's a reason that you're making that move. There's a reason you contacted the Carol Rice team. And for whatever reason that is, again, we've said this over and over again, that we want to come alongside you, but we seriously mean that. And we want to walk you through every step of the process.
Well, and one thing I know is that for a lot of agents out there, maybe, you know, their job well done is once they make it to the end of that transaction and, you know, the buyer's happy, the seller's happy, life moves on. But for us, it's all about relation building. And a lot of our clients have worked with us, you know, through multiple moves. And to us, job well done, for me anyway, means, you know, yes, we made it to the end of that transaction. However, we're still in contact. I'm looking for ways to help your family grow as your needs change for years to come. And get, it means nothing greater to me than when I get referrals from clients.
At the Carol Rice,
shows a true job well done.
At the Carol Rice team, yes. Referrals, you know, are the life of our business. So mm-hmm. many of our clients come back to us and they say, you know what, we had such an amazing experience that we want you to represent our children. We want you to represent our neighbor. I have a coworker, you know, whoever it may be. And we want to thank you right now, because mm-hmm. some of our listeners, you've actually called and referred us to family and friends, and we've never met you. Mm-hmm. But we take your referrals serious, and that is a high priority to us, to earn those referrals.
It is. And even when we do meet our listeners out there, I mean, again, nothing is a higher honor than coming into your home, hearing your goals, and just making that happen. And one thing that we've always said here at the Carol Royce team is your referrals do actually help the kids. We work with Save the Family out there, an organization that helps with families in homelessness, and a portion of our income always goes to supporting them. So it does mean a lot to us when we do get referrals, A, so we can service those people at the highest level, but B, so we can help our community.
That's right, because one thing we do know is rents are rising so fast. And so families that didn't ever think that they would be homeless actually have become homeless with the rents rising so fast. And so maybe they're not homeless sleeping at the park, but maybe they're couch surfing at friends or families, you know, on their couches, or maybe they're sleeping in their car. And so it's Save the Family. They can turn that family around in a short amount of time and give that mom or dad resources and get them back on track. And many times they can find them a career with a higher paying job than what they had previously.
And to break that cycle of homelessness just helps our community so much. It gives that the kids in that family a sense of stability. So it's been such a huge organization for us to support. And I love seeing all the impact they do. If you are listening to the show and you want to help Save the Family, we can get you in contact with them. And there's myriads of ways to give them either donations or volunteer work. I mean, there's so many ways to help them. I do want to pivot a little. I do have a house that could be an amazing rental or a family home. This one's in North Phoenix by that Desert Ridge area. Mountain Gate North is the community. If you're looking for some of the best schools in the Valley, Boulder Creek K-8 is ranked number one by the Arizona Department of Education, and that's the school district for this house. It's a four-bedroom, two-bathroom home with pool and spa. Both are heated. And it's got tons of great features, split floor plan, new water heater, new HVAC, no carpet throughout, and it's just well-maintained. So this is a great home, minutes to Desert Ridge. If you're interested, give us a call, 480-776-5231, and I can get you, you know, looking at this house or...
Yeah, you know, I met with those sellers. Carol and I were out and about, and we popped in the other day, and, you know, she said... One reason why I called is because I've always heard those ads on the radio and I've heard CarolHasTheBuyers.com, and it's so awesome that here you guys are today. So that is such a great house, and I love that backyard with the swimming pool and everything. Those sellers have done a great job on that house bringing it to market.
And it's just such an amazing area. I mean, for anyone who loves that outdoor lifestyle, you are surrounded by the North Phoenix Mountains, tons of trails, biking, hiking, etc. And again, minutes to Desert Ridge. You can hop on a freeway and get downtown super easily. Great home.
Yeah, I have a great property. And this is over in the Queen Creek. It's a beautiful custom home in a gated community with unbelievable mountain views. And this home is on a 1.4-acre lot. So inside the home, it's a six-bedroom, four-bath, 3714 square feet. But it's attention to detail with a three-car garage. You're going to love this home and all the custom features, the backyard with the outdoor fireplace and the pool and the artificial turf. There's an area to go play horseshoes or cornhole. And then there's an extra area with a lot of grass for kids and pets to play. So if you're looking for a beautiful home, custom home over in the Queen Creek area, we have this one at 34083 North Paseo Grande Drive in Queen Creek for $1.35 million. Hey, it's been an awesome show today. We got to talk about what's going on in the NAR, the National Association of Realtors. Don't be alarmed. Don't be freaked out. The Carol Royce team has you through this process. We know how to navigate through these waters. In fact, I'm optimistic about the future changes in real estate. I think you are, as well as Carol Josh. And we've had a great show. You are listening to the Carol Royce Real Estate Show. We're here with you every Sunday afternoon from 2 to 3 p.m. Remember, your home sold guaranteed or Carol will buy it. Go to CarolHasTheBuyers.com. That's CarolHasTheBuyers.com. See you next weekend.